Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle Kelly and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their realities, so turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls. Thank you, HD Flat Beats, for that intro song. Today, we're going to listen to some oil change calls. I can't remember if I've ever done oil change calls on this show before. I probably have, because I have a ton of these. But the way these work is, you don't hear the first part. I call up the oil change place. These are a few years old, by the way. These are mostly from 2015. I think maybe all of them are. I don't really do this kind of thing anymore, ever since I got arrested for prank calls. But I call up the oil change place. I'm like, hey, oil change place, this is the corporate office, and I need you to give me a list of all the customers that have been in there lately, along with their phone numbers, and they give it to me. Believe it or not, I swear it's true. It's incredibly easy at just about any place. And then, of course, we call up the customers and act like the oil change place and say wacky things to them to see what happens. So that's what you're going to hear today. This first one has an old guy in it that screams really good, won't even let me talk, just screams at me, and I apologize for the potato chips that I'm eating on the beginning of this one. This is from a live show, I was just eating chips on the air to be obnoxious.
Hey, hello?
Hey, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Tommy, it's Roy from the lube job department.
Where?
The lube job department. Because you got an oil change, remember?
Lube job department.
Yeah, you got an oil change today, don't you remember?
Fred, I don't even know what the hell you talking about. Why don't you get a decent job and quit wearing the shit out of people?
Well, no, you had an oil change today. Motherfucker, the hell was that?
What is it?
Hey, I'm from Walmart, you idiot.
Today.
You got an oil change today. Don't lie.
Hell no, I did not.
Yes, you did. We have the records right here.
What kind of vehicle are you talking about?
Oh, I don't have to tell you, motherfucker. All I know is you got an oil
change. Oh, fuck you.
Hey.
Listen, you motherfucker, quit worrying me.
Well, I'm trying to tell you something, sir.
Well, you don't talk to me like that, fella. Well, I'll come down out of Walmart and report your ass.
You started it. You started yelling at me first.
Well, you tried to tell me that I've been to Walmart and I ain't been in Walmart. What kind of vehicle are you talking about?
Oh, I don't have to tell you that. It's
the hell you don't? I got three vehicles. Ain't neither one of them been in Walmart.
It's a privacy policy, stupid. We're not allowed to tell you.
The what?
We're not allowed to tell you what kind of car it was, because it's privacy things, you know?
Oh, bullshit. Privacy. What's your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
No, it's Roy who?
I'm going to report your ass to the manager down there. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, no,
now,
you
leave
won't.
Leave me alone.
No, the manager...
I'm watching the news.
What's on the news? What's happening?
Oh, fuck you.
What? On the news? Gross.
Hello.
Hi, Carl.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the lube job department. You were here a day or two ago for an oil change.
Down in.
That's the one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in. Oh yes, what can I do for you?
I left something behind in your car. I was wondering if you'd found it.
I haven't really looked. What was it?
Oh, it may have rolled underneath the seat or something. It was my marijuana pipe.
Oh, marijuana. Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, while you were getting your oil changed, I was sitting in the car just smoking. And the manager came, so I had to quickly get out, and I left the marijuana pipe underneath your seat. I didn't even have time to put it out.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Well, you want me to just throw it away?
No, I need it back because it's an expensive pipe.
Let me...
It's worth over...
That puts me in an awkward position.
Why is that? What's awkward about it?
Well, you're smoking marijuana working on my car.
Oh, no, no. I wasn't working on your car. I mostly just sweep the floors in the garage. I just got in your car and I was smoking inside your car while they were doing the oil change. So it's okay.
Okay, what's your name?
I didn't smell up your car too much, did I? Because I didn't even get...
I don't know. I didn't see...
I didn't even get to smoke very much until the manager came and I had to...
What's your name?
My name is Roy.
Let me get a... I don't know. Just a minute here. Okay, Roy.
Yep. So, did you use a credit card to pay for those tires?
No.
Ah. Never mind then.
And where can I reach you?
Oh, it's on your caller ID. Just look on caller ID. So I was just thinking, though, like, you know, if you don't return this pipe, we're going to have... that'll be theft. I'll call the police on you.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you motherfucker. You come right ahead.
What do you mean,
come right ahead, you fucking idiot. I've dealt with little pimps like you many times before. Come on, you motherfucker.
Why are you cursing at me?
You want to play fucking games with me over a goddamn pipe you left in my car? You come right ahead, Roy.
What did I do?
I got something for you.
Why are you yelling at me? What's the problem?
Because you're a motherfucking cock-sucking son of a bitch. And you're starting to fuck on me, and you're telling me you're going to contact the police? Fuck you! Well, and the fucking horse you rode on. Come on, you motherfucker! Well, you got my address? You got everything? Try me out, you motherfucker, and see how far you go.
I've
dealt with assholes with you before. Come on!
I'm just saying, if you don't return that pipe, that's theft, and I'll call the police on you.
If I don't return that pipe, you're telling me you're going to turn me into the police? Well, fuck you!
Well, shouldn't
I? I've got witnesses right here listening to this goddamn conversation.
Shouldn't I call the police?
Who the hell do you think you are?
I should call the police if you steal my pipe. That's an
I did not steal your pipe, your fucking marijuana, on the job at and stuffed it in my fucking car.
But I was smoking and the manager came in, so I had to throw it under the seat.
I don't give a fuck what your problem is.
And I spilt...
Don't threaten me. If you're going to threaten me, I'm going to tell you what. I've been down this fucking road before. You want to fuck with me, Roy.
And I spilt ash all over you.
Come on in. The water's fine.
Okay. I spilt ash all over all over the floorboard, too, when I threw it under the seat. I'm really sorry about that. I hope it didn't stain...
Sorry, my ass. You're a fucking jerk.
Well, no, I'm not. I made a mistake, and I just really need to get my marijuana pipe back.
You made a big fucking mistake getting in my pond, I'll tell you that. I'm going to call the police right now, and I'm going to call...
Oh, no, you better not, because I'll tell the police you stole my pipe.
Hey, that's bullshit. Hey, you got to be a simple son of a bitch to even think that. I'm going to call the police right now.
Oh, you better not.
I'm going to give them your name.
I'll give them your name.
And
I'll say...
And tell him what you just told me.
I'll get you banned.
Now you can either drop it, or I'm on my way right now to call down there, and I'm going to go out and take a look at that fucking pipe, and then, Roy, I got some people who will come looking for you if you want to fuck with me.
Hey, I'll get you banned
you
from the
that,
store.
Roy?
I'll get you banned from the store. Permanent ban. Lifetime ban.
Who gives a fuck about banned from the store, Roy?
Well, apparently
you're
do.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're the one that gets your...
That you put a pipe in my car and you're threatening me? You've got to be fucking crazy.
Well, you cursed at me, so I can do whatever I want.
You're goddamn right. And I'll jam it so far up your ass, your mother won't even understand
that's
what's
gross.
Coming out of your fucking mouth.
That's gay. Are you gay or something?
I'm just telling you, Roy, you picked the wrong fucking guy to... fuck with.
Why do you want to stick things in my ass? Are you kind of a fruity homosexual person?
I'm going to make you wish you never called. That's what I'm going to wish. And that's what's going to happen.
You're going to wish now, it or it's going to happen?
If you want to fuck with Roy or whatever your name is, because I doubt if you gave me your right name.
No, I did.
Really
why would I lie?
Me, Roy, If you really want to fuck with me, you come right ahead. The water's fine.
Hey, could you tell those people in the background?
I think you'll regret fucking with me, Roy. All I want to do is get that out of my car, throw away the pipe, and there's no problem.
Oh, if you throw it away, that's theft. That's theft.
I'll call the police. Go right ahead, Roy. Call the police. Get them over here.
Well, you can't just steal my stuff, asshole.
Yeah. Go ahead and call them.
Hey, can you tell those...
I can also play the same game. I'm going to get off the phone and call the police right now.
For what? For what? What did I do?
And tell them that you... Because... And turn in the pipe. Tell them where I got it and who called me.
Well, good. At least they'll give it back to me. Because they're not a thief like you.
Okay. I tell you what. I'm going to call the police right after it hang up.
Okay. And make sure you tell them that you stole my pipe and you won't give it back.
No, I didn't take anything. Somebody put it in my car. How can you steal some when you don't even know you got it?
Well, I told you, and you're refusing to give it back to me. And also, can you tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk. They're really loud.
Hey. Roy, this almost sounds like... You're such a lame brain. This sounds like almost a prank call.
No, it's not a prank call.
Nobody can be as dumb as you are.
I want my fucking weed pipe back, asshole.
Well, you really think you're going to get it?
I know I will.
And I hope you threaten me.
If I don't, I'll send you to collections.
Okay, do whatever you got to do, Roy.
That's not a threat. That's just what happens when you steal property and you don't return it.
Just go right ahead. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take it back to and turn it into
okay.
And then they can give it back to you. How's that?
Well, hey, Carl.
Does that sound good?
Carl?
I'll just tell them that I found it in my car, you'd call me, and I'll take it to and then I will just let them handle it.
Oh, I don't care.
How's
go
that?
Ahead. They'll
that
give sounds, it. They'll give it back to me because they're not a bunch of they're not a bunch of thieves like you are.
Okay, then I can return it to and have them take care of it.
But anyway, Carl, listen, shut up. Shut up.
Me.
Listen, shut up. I don't work in the oil change department. I just work in the toy department. I was just kidding with you. I don't even smoke.
You just told me you was a janitor. I don't know what.
I
never know what's going to happen.
I don't even smoke marijuana.
I'll return it. If I see it there, I will return it.
There's nothing in your car. I was never in your car.
Well, you had to be in there to put the pipe in there.
No, there's no pipe in your car, stupid. It was just a joke. I was just kidding around.
Well, then, you're a very sick individual.
Well, at least I'm not a thief. At least I'm not a thief like you are, trying to keep my pipe.
Well, why would I be a thief if you weren't in my car and there's no pipe in there? How can I be a fucking thief?
Well, you wanted to be a thief. You're saying you wouldn't give it back. And you're like taunting
me. You need help bad. If there's a pipe in there, I'll return it to and leave it at that.
There's no pipe in there. I was never in your car. I don't even work in the oil change department. I work in the toy department.
Okay, then what's this conversation about? Are you just harassing somebody?
Yeah, I was just pranking my coworkers. I thought it'd be funny to call their customers and just mess with them.
Yeah. Well, if there's no problem, you decided that if this is a sick joke, you picked the wrong guy.
It's not a sick joke. It's a hilarious joke. I got to work in the
morning. Okay. Well, have fun. I've got to go.
Okay.
And
I really enjoyed being.
Well.
I really enjoyed being yelled at by you. It was funny. It was really great.
You did a good. You tripped my trigger.
That's good. I'm glad. But it was all just a joke. It's all in good fun.
If it was good and fun, you're very sick. You're very, very sick.
No, I was just having fun. It was funny. It's all right.
Okay. Well, I hope you had a good laugh.
I did.
Okay. Well, have a good one.
Okay. You too. And tell those people in the background to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Carl.
Hello.
Hey, is this Rick?
Yes.
Hey, Rick. It's Roy from the lube job department. You were here today for an oil change.
Yes.
And did they let you know about the they replaced your windows?
What's that now?
They replaced your windows. Did they let you know about that? They replaced the windows?
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, they replaced the side windows. We had kind of an accident in the oil change bay.
Y'all replaced it?
Yeah, they replaced your windows.
Hold on just a minute. Let me talk to my wife.
Okay. Was she there?
Hello?
Hi. This is Roy from the oil change department.
Yes.
Why'd he put you on? I was just telling him about the oil change.
Because he can't hear good. That's why.
Oh, okay. All right, settle down. I just needed to let you know that they replaced the windows in the car because there was kind of a mishap.
What happened?
Chad, my coworker Chad, he was driving the forklift, and the forklift went right through the windows.
Which window?
The side windows, like on one side, both of the panels.
Why didn't somebody call me before now?
Well, because they replaced them. They didn't need to know about it.
Do what?
They replaced the windows already, so you guys didn't even know they were broken. They just replaced them real quick. But
how did he hit it with a forklift?
He was driving the forklift with the forklift up, like at window level, and just ran right into the side of the car.
Did you fire him?
No. It's not my job to fire people. Well, I don't know. They may fire him.
Well, you need to tell your manager.
They're at least going
to
write him up.
Well, you rest assured. Okay. Listen, I appreciate you calling me, but we will not be bringing our car back.
Why not?
Because the next time it could be, what if somebody had been sitting in that car?
Oh, yeah, they would have died.
Yeah, they would have died. You think that's so cute?
Well, no. Why would you think it's cute?
No, listen. We're not coming back up there. You are the most insensible people I ever been dealt with. We won't deal with you no more.
Okay, but I have to tell you, we replaced it with glass. Oh, I didn't get to the second part of Dust Bernadette's idea. Let me call her back. We're such insensible people. Is that what she said?
Hello.
Hey, I didn't get to tell you the part about the window.
Do what?
The part about the window. They replaced it with, it's a special kind of glass. It's the glass that they use in movies. So, if you ever get in a car crash, it's going to look really cool. Like the way that the glass
splits. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm completely, because that's all they had on hand was, it's the kind of glass that they use.
Okay, my husband's out there watching. I mean, he went in for a few minutes to come back out. He said he didn't see no forklift or nothing else out there.
Oh, well, he's probably lying to you.
No, my husband doesn't lie.
Well, you don't know that. Because
you're full of crap. I don't know who you are, but you're full of it.
If your husband did lie, he wouldn't tell you. He's going to lie about it and say, I don't lie.
No, my husband is not going to lie about nothing. Are you crazy?
Well, how do you know that? If he does, he's lying about it.
Because he's a good Christian man, and he's not going to... You want to tell him that?
What if he's lying about being a Christian?
Do what?
What if he's lying about being a Christian?
He's not lying about being a Christian.
How do you know that? He could be lying.
Because I was... When he become a... Who is this?
Basically, I think your husband's full of shit, and why don't... Maybe next time you should just change your own oil. Quit being such a lazy hoe.
Yeah, maybe next time I will, you flippin' idiot.
Yeah. You probably don't know how to, though.
That's just what you think. Who is this?
Or what's the first step of changing the oil?
That's just for your job. You don't know how... Evidently, you don't know how.
You have to put on the yellow gloves. That's the first step.
Well, y'all know drive.
Basically, you should be thanking us because we gave you a free window replacement.
No, listen, you didn't give me free nothing. You understand me?
We did. Listen, we gave you free windows, and it's special movie
you
windows.
You busted my window. You owe me that one, and I'm going to see to it that you can do more than that.
But the window we put in is better than your old stupid windows.
I don't care. I don't care what. I don't care who this is. You're full of crap. I don't know who it is, but you are full of crap.
You're full of crap.
You're not going to make me mad because... What do you mean I'm full of crap?
I just think you're full of crap because you're telling me I'm full of crap.
This is not Walmart. You're crazy.
Also, your car... You know what? Your car smells like Lucifer.
Does it?
Yeah.
What car do I have?
The car that you brought in. The one that we wrecked all the windows out of.
What car was?
And then replaced...
You lying dog, whoever you are. You know what? You're so funny.
I'm not a lying dog.
What kind of car did was brought in?
I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker.
Oh, you watch.
What?
I will get you for a passing now.
Oh, no, you won't.
Hit you,
no, you
know
won't.
It.
You will not, motherfucker. You can't get anyone for harassment.
Hello?
Hello, I am now Steven Yuka. I'm calling from the lube job department. You know,
beg your pardon?
You were getting an oil change today. Is Roy there?
Yes.
Okay, I changed his oil today in his car.
Well, what about that?
Well, I needed to let you guys know that I accidentally left something in the car.
What was it?
It was my marijuana pipe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I left it in the floorboard. I'm sorry, because my manager was coming, and I had to hide it real fast.
Well, I'm going to go throw it in trash.
Oh, no. I need to get that back. It's expensive. I paid $22 for it. Okay, ma'am? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. We got disconnected somehow. It's Steven Yuka again. From the lube job department. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I just needed to let you know I need to get that marijuana pipe back. And also, I left a CD in the radio. I left my kit.
Okay, let me talk to my son.
Okay.
You call back.
Well, no, I don't want to. I just need to... ma'am? Hello? All right. I just got permission to call back, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call back.
Hello?
Hey, Roy.
Yeah, can I help you?
Oh, hey, it's Steven Yuka. I'm in the lube job department. I changed your oil today.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know that I left something in your car.
Yeah?
I left my marijuana pipe.
And that was pretty stupid, wasn't it?
Well, my manager was coming, and I had to throw it under the seat real quick.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I also left my CD in the CD player.
Why would you have a CD in there?
Because I was listening to Kenny Loggins while I smoked. So I was just
where was this at?
It was at the lube job department when you're getting your you're getting your oil
at
changed.
Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll drop that stuff off there tomorrow.
Okay. Well, is it gonna? Well, why tomorrow? Can't you do it tonight? Because I get off work soon, and I was hoping to listen.
Hell no! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that's the only thing I have to smoke out of.
I don't care.
And I can't afford rolling papers right now. Can you just?
I don't care.
Can I come by your house and pick it up?
I don't want you on his property. If you show up, I'll call the law.
Why? Well, how about I call the law?
I don't like marijuana, and I don't like people who smoke it. I won't come back to have oil changed.
I'm not asking you to smoke the marijuana, stupid. I just want to get my marijuana.
What are you doing talking to me like this?
Because I want to get my marijuana pipe back, and if you don't give it back, that's theft. And I'll call the police.
Please do.
I will.
If you're that stupid, please do.
Well, if you're going to steal my CDs.
What's your name?
If you're going to steal my CDs, I will call the police.
I ain't never stole anything in my life.
Oh, really? Then why do you have my CD?
Because an idiot was dumb enough to leave it in the truck.
Well, that was just an accident. That doesn't mean you get to steal it. It was just a mistake.
I don't want it.
Then why did you steal it if you don't want it? You fucking thief.
What did you say?
I said you're a fucking thief. If you're not going to give my CD back, I want my Kenny Loggins CD.
Oh, you'll get it back.
Oh, I want it. I better. I'm glad you changed your mind and you don't want to be a thief.
Career.
What?
Start thinking about a new career.
Why do you say that?
Just a guess.
Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Just tell her that men are talking? Like, what's she going on about?
Why? You need to shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
What's your name, dude?
My name's Roy, still. It hasn't changed.
What is it?
It's Roy.
Oh. I'll see you tomorrow.
Really? Why'd you say it like that?
Really?
Why'd you say it like that? That sounded threatening.
Me?
Yeah,
no
you.
No way.
Why is that lady in the background still yammering on? Can't you tell her to shut the fuck up? Can you do that real quick? Just say, shut the fuck up, lady?
No.
Real quick. Just do it.
I'll see you and your boss tomorrow.
Oh, no, my boss. He doesn't want to talk to you. He's going to be busy. He's always too busy.
I'm sure.
Why are you breathing so heavy?
Sure.
It's kind of turning me on. Why are you breathing like that?
I like it. I'm old.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just getting turned on, too. Good old Roy. What a nice guy. That one kind of took a weird turn at the end there. I noticed on the beginning of that one, I said my name was Steven Yuka, which was a person that was in the chat room at the time during this live show back in November of 2015. And the reason I said that was because I usually use the name Roy on everything, or on a lot of things at least. But I didn't want to be named Roy if his name was Roy, so I said my name was Steven Yuka. And then later in the call, I accidentally told him my name was Roy and made fun of him for not remembering that I told him Roy earlier. And that probably just weirded him out even more. So, oops. I made a mistake for once in my life. But, you know, it happens sometimes. Even to me, I make mistakes. I guess that's going to do it for this episode of Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls. I know that was only four calls, but a couple of them were kind of long, and I try to keep the show as close to 30 minutes as I can, except when I don't, and it's an hour-long show, but I think 30 minutes is nice, right? Even when I haven't done a show in months now. Sorry about that, by the way. I'll try to step it up a little bit. I've had a busy few months. I hope you've all enjoyed this one. Be sure to look at worldofprankcalls.com for the show notes. There are some links in the show notes to some important things like phonelosers.com, where you can find a bunch of material that I've done, and snowplowshow.com, which is my show that I do usually twice a week with brand new prank calls in every show. I don't just play old stuff like in this show. And of course, the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers, where you can support this show and the other shows that I do, and in the process get access to another show that you can only hear if you're a supporter. See you next time, everyone. Hopefully soon. I'm going to play some Daniel Johnston for you. Rest in peace, Daniel Johnston. He just died a couple months ago. Isn't that a bummer? Isn't that a great way to end a comedy show? Tell you that someone just died. This guy's dead, everyone.
Try to remember, but my feelings can't know for sure. Try to reach out, but it's gone. Lucky star. I am walking the cow. I really don't know how.
This almost sounds like you're such a lame brain. This sounds like almost a prank call.